You're listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode number 13. Hi, welcome. Today, I'm going to be providing you with an introduction to pulse taking and pulse diagnosis. One of the most common questions that I receive is, what do you feel when you take my pulse? I'm going to be answering that question as well as what we check for, a number of characteristics that are within the pulse, as well as the pulse rate, which many of you are probably familiar with from a Western medicine perspective. Your body is filled with water. It is mostly water. So when you think about the pulse, when you feel your own pulse, when you visualize the pulse, think about it like a flowing stream, like a body of water. Just like a body of water, it is also affected by the world around it and the world within it. That means that your pulse is going to change based on the experiences that you are having from your external world, as well as from the thoughts and feelings within your body. Chinese medicine would say that the qi moves the blood. And when we have a gust of wind that comes by us, or a gust of wind moves the river within us, it's also going to be moving your qi. So keep it really simple. And I've said that before in other podcasts. We don't want to complicate this too much because it is that simple. In order to take your pulse and feel your own pulse, which I want to encourage you to do throughout this episode, and just feel how it shifts and moves and the patterns that it makes, go ahead and take one hand and place your pointer finger, your middle finger, and your ring finger on the opposite wrist at the radial artery. So that's going to be right below the pad of the thumb. I like to wrap my hand around the wrist so that it's coming around on the other side. You will do this on both sides. So take both sides of your own pulse and just keep in mind the river that is flowing through your body and how that river is moving. Another example that I like to give patients is, as individual pulses that we take, we want to feel a bubbling spring. So when you have your three positions on the pulse, your pointer finger, your middle finger, and your ring finger, each of those are individual pulses. And those individual pulses represent organs and channel systems within your body. So we're also going to be checking for the state of organs and meridians, as well as how they communicate with one another. So many patients will experience, while I'm taking their pulse, that it feels a little bit like they're playing a piano. So you can move up and down and feel one pulse rise as another pulse falls. That's where it gets really complicated, and we're not going to get too much into that. But play with your pulse like you're playing a piano and see how it shifts and changes relative to the other pulses. When you are taking your pulse, ideally you want it to feel like a bubbling spring. So it's coming up from the bottom, it's hitting your fingers, and then it's falling down. It's coming up and maybe it's stopping and then falling down. Maybe you can feel your pulse more in one position, like the pointer finger, than you can in the ring finger. All of this information provides us with diagnostic tools and resources on the state of the body. If you haven't already, take a listen to my tongue diagnosis podcast episode, because that is going to give you an introduction into not only how we diagnose the tongue, but how we use the eight principles in diagnosis, because we're going to be applying those eight principles to the pulse as well. The pulse is my absolute favorite. And I feel like I've said that quite a bit in many of these podcast episodes, but what would be the first season of a podcast if I didn't give you so many of the things that I love and appreciate about this world, this medicine, and life in general. One of the reasons why I like the Pulse so much is because it gives us so much information. Being human and understanding the world that we live in and the nature that surrounds us makes us mysterious beings. And having the Pulse be such an obscure and soft and kind of dark place is really what piques my curiosity, because there's so much to learn about how someone is moving and responding and reacting to their external world and their internal world. And that's what I love about the Pulse, is that it tells the story that maybe someone isn't sharing, or maybe they are sharing. Both are going to be represented in the Pulse. I do want to disclose that if someone isn't sharing something, that doesn't mean that I'm going to say, oh, they are having diarrhea and they're just not telling me. I might ask them something like, how is your digestive system? So it's going to give us an opportunity to start to ask questions and invite a conversation that's simply going to help me as a practitioner treat the patient better. Something that's also common with a weak or less than pulse is going to be someone who worries a lot. So that ring finger on the right hand represents your spleen and stomach and your earth element. And worry is the emotion that's associated with that element and with those organs. So if you're someone who worries a lot, you're going to find that maybe as you feel that pulse, it's just simply not as strong. If you've been having loose stools, you'll see and feel that that pulse just isn't as strong. I do want to mention that I'm using some different terminology here. So I am talking about feeling the pulse. I'm talking about visualizing the pulse. I'm also talking about listening to the pulse. And this is another reason why I really love pulse taking, because we can associate so many different senses to pulse taking. Not only how it feels as it hits our finger and how it moves beneath our finger, but we can also visualize it like that body of water, like that river that is outside of us, but the pulse is the river within us. So it's very easy to visualize the pulse as that moving river. We can also listen to the pulse, and listening to the pulse is very similar to a river that has just had a really strong rain come and it's just rushing and gushing through the banks. We can also listen and hear a pulse that might be really quiet and dried out after not having much rain. So whichever sense you want to start with or resonate the most, I want to invite you to listen closely to your pulse. See if you can visualize it. Feel how it moves under the fingers. Now you know a little bit about the pulse, what it feels like, where to take it. Let me take you through what it means to specifically look at the pulse from a Chinese medicine perspective beyond the nature and landscape of our internal body. In classical Chinese medicine, we would say that qi moves the blood. It's going to be pushing it forward. So as you take your pulse, that is the energy and the qi within you that's moving it. We also know, similar to tongue diagnosis, that in pulse diagnosis, we're checking for the organs and the channel systems or the meridians. And then we're going to be checking for how well they communicate and work together. So as you have your fingers on the pulse, check not only for how they're feeling individually, but move them around a little bit and see how they feel together as a collective. And that's going to be the collective nature within your body. So not only are we feeling for how the qi moves in your system, we're also checking for the state of the blood. And blood is what really creates that fullness and that vibrancy within the body. Yin also does that too, but yin can be very heavy and weighed down. And then yang is the quickness that is given behind the qi and therefore the pulse. So if you feel your pulse and you're like, wow, that is really rapid and fast and I can feel it with barely putting my hands on my pulse, that's going to be yang that's being pushed and lifted by qi and blood. Your pulse is never static. It's always going to be changing. And it's going to change, as I mentioned before, by what's occurring external as well as internal. Internal being our thoughts and feelings and how we're interpreting the world around us. Your pulse is definitely going to change with each season. It's going to be different for males to females. Male pulses are a little stronger typically. Female pulses are going to shift with their menstrual cycle as well as with pregnancy and menopause. One of my absolute favorite times to take my pulse is when I'm sick. So your pulse is really going to show what the body is craving and needs when you don't feel well. The pulse is also going to shift when there's discomfort and pain within the body. Let me give you another example. So on your right side in the first position is going to be represented by your lung and large intestine. If you have any sort of lung issues, you might feel that your pulse is present and it might feel a little strong if you've got really strong, good lungs. It also might feel strong and slightly agitated if you've been sick or have a cough or even experienced some breathlessness. If you don't feel much of a pulse, which I feel a little bit of a pulse right now, but that's because I'm doing a lot of talking. So I'm using my lungs, I'm exerting my lungs, and that's going to give my lung pulse and my lungs power. But over time, it's also going to deplete and make my lungs less than because they're working more than they usually would. So let's go over those positions. On the right side, you're gonna feel in the first position where your pointer finger is, that's gonna be your lung and large intestine. The second position is going to be your spleen and stomach, again, represented by the earth element. And then the fourth finger or your ring finger is gonna represent kidney yang and the urinary bladder. On the left side, you have the heart and the small intestine in the first position. The middle position, you have your liver and gallbladder. And then in the third position, you have kidney yin and your urinary bladder. I want to encourage you to, while you're taking your pulse, feel different depths. So part of pulse taking is feeling the three levels of the body that Chinese medicine views the system in. So we have a superficial layer, we have a moderate layer, and we have a deep layer. As you can imagine, the lungs appear more on the superficial layer, whereas you go deeper into the body, the kidney and the urinary bladder are going to be on the deeper end. I mentioned earlier in diagnosis, we use the eight principles. So we use that for the tongue, and then we're also going to use that for the pulse. So in the pulse, we are checking for the presence of heat, which is going to be, again, that yang rising, that qi pushing the heat to the surface. We're going to see potentially some cold, so the opposition there. We'll see more than, less than, excess and deficiency are often described as more than and less than as well. And then we can also take into consideration, is this an exterior disease, issue, concern, or is this more interior? So something that would be exterior would be a cold or a flu, so your pulse might feel like it's more superficial. Something that's interior is going to be like deep chronic pain, something like arthritis. Keeping this information in mind as you feel your pulse, how is that bubbling spring flowing? How is that river going? Can you feel its abundance? Can you feel its fluidity, or does it feel weak or not as full in some positions? Relative to the simplicity of the eight principles that I just mentioned, we can go even deeper into more pulse qualities. There are 28 pulse qualities. I'm not going to list all of them here, but just to give you an idea, we're already familiar with a rapid pulse. There's a slow pulse. You can have a deep and a full and a surging pulse. You can have a pulse that's thin. You can have a pulse that's choppy. A choppy pulse is very common in women before they start menstruating. It's also common in someone who feels very weak and depleted. You can also have a weak pulse. You can have a pulse that just comes very intermittently. So if you're playing the beat of a drum and that drum stops and then comes back again, that's going to be an intermittent pulse. Remember, we are checking the flow of the pulse as it moves through the vessel. So this is directly correlated to the cardiovascular system and the health of the cardiovascular system. And we can also feel a pulse that is like strings of a pearl underneath the finger. So very soft and almost slippery-like, and we would describe that as slippery. That's a pulse that can be indicated for many things, but we often see it in pregnancies when a woman is first pregnant. She may or may not know it. We also see it in pulse that someone is having some digestive issues. So these pulse qualities are going to, again, give us information on your inner landscape relative to the organs and the channel systems that I went through for each position. Pulse taking and pulse diagnosis is a complete study of its own. I want to encourage you to continue to check in with your pulse throughout the day, throughout your life. I know you're probably thinking, well, like, Mallory, I don't really know what I'm feeling or what I'm feeling for. Keep in mind how you can feel each organ and channel system, and maybe just check in with yourself. If you feel weak and depleted and your pulses feel weak and depleted, take a nap, eat some food, get some good rest, put yourself around people who really care and love you. If you're under a lot of stress and tension, maybe you just did like a crazy workout and your pulse is just surging, take a break, throw some water in your system, slow down a little bit. To pulse taking and pulse diagnosis. Thank you for listening to Through the Funnel. I hope you found something useful. If you have and you like what you've heard, share around and leave a review on Apple. To get in touch, learn more about me and my classes, visit my website at sourcemedicinalarts.com. Till next time.